obviously, since you last spoke, then there have been a few incomings. Let's talk about one or two of them. First of all, Berke Bjarnason, who people might not know an awful lot about. What's he going to bring to the club for you?
Well, it's somebody who I've watched for a long, long time. I mean, we've seen him play for Basel, and obviously we've seen him star in the European Championships, much to the disgust of all those English when they turned us over. And in the European Championships, I think he came to the fore of everybody with his energy and his attitude and his desire to work. And of course, going with that, he's a very decent footballer too. Can score a goal, which he has been able to over the last few years. He can play in a number of positions. But it's his all-round attitude towards the game is what's attracted me. He's trained and trains and plays as if it's his last day, which we need a few of. And I'm delighted to acquire him for the amount of money what's involved. I think we've done an excellent piece of business. I think he'll be a very, very good player for us.
James Bree and Conor Hurren, I've seen a few times this season. Yes. Two of the most exciting talents in the Championship. Yeah. James, a very young lad. Conor, one of the best deliverers of a set piece, probably in this league.
Well, I had Conor when he was a boy at Sunderland. And it was his desire to go to Ipswich, Roy Keane, and we let him do that. And it didn't quite work out for him at both clubs. And then he's gone on his journey to say, well, I'm going to roll my sleeves up and show you people that I've got something to offer. He did fantastically well at Plymouth. And then got his move to Barnsley, and over the last couple of years at Barnsley, after being at Hull and watching him on various occasions, he's turned into a very decent footballer with that wonderful delivery as we've seen. And how many times do we see a game won by a set piece? So he's got that, and he's got that feather in his cap, which is always good to have. And the young fullback, he could be anything. He's got 60, 70 games under his belt at 18, 19. I think he'll be a wonderful footballer.
Would you like to squeeze anything else in between now and 11 o'clock tomorrow night?
Well, I'm always greedy. We've got one on the go, which is very, very close. I've been delighted with what we've done so far. You know, we've practically revamped the midfield a little bit. We've got somebody in Lansbury and who's a little bit different. So we've got a little bit of mixture of everything which you would require. So that's one area where we're quite happy. If I can get a couple of defenders in now, would be ideal. And of course, everybody's always looking for a centre forward. So we might be finished, but we might not be.
Would you release one or two between now and the end of the deadline?
Yeah, well, look, if you're not on the team and somebody knocks on your door, then of course I'll listen to it. And of course, you know, it's not just a one-way thing. You know, if we've got to try and balance the books, it's my job to balance the books and make sure it works. Sometimes that's what you have to do, and that's what a manager's required to do, and you make decisions every day. So there could be one or two still leaving, but nothing's imminent at the moment.